Hey, Cheech, man. Let's listen to movies and doobies, man.
Hell yeah, man. Oh, man, that's gonna be like smoking. Yeah.
All you other dudes, relax and enjoy the vibes, man.
Good afternoon, children. Welcome back to the Movies and Doobies podcast. In case you forgot, I'm Des.
I'm Kels.
And today is another day of
TV Talk
Tuesday.
Sorry. I'm just, I don't know. I'm like, are you going to say it? Do you want me to say it? Like, why are you pausing so long? Like, what's going on? Anyways.
TV Talk Tuesday.
Anyways, not sponsored, but do the do. Mountain Dew.
You know the fucking vibe.
Cam, I swear to God, if you cut that out, if you edit this, you're gonna be disowned, son. If you cut out my little spritz.
Ay.
Son will be disowned.
Dude, hold on. I cannot for the life of me find where we recorded in Kanto.
Episode 16.
I have 15 and 16 is nowhere to be found.
Did it save to a different folder? Can you like do like a mass search of all your files? Go to like the.
Let's see.
Cause that'll suck. That'll suck big time. Oh man.
It's
No.
I'm gonna lose it.
Is it inside the Zoom folder still?
Nope. No fucking idea what happened to it. Oh, when did we record it? 15th? 14th?
Probably. We recorded it last week. We recorded it because didn't we watch Manifest right before it and then we watched the movie?
Yeah.
So it's whatever that last episode of TV Talk was. You have that one?
Oh, wait. Let me... Please hold. I'm still searching. Hold on. Dude, I'm frantically searching at this point. Oh my god, please tell me this is it.
Encanto. This episode's already getting off to a good start. Ow!
Is that you talking right now?
What?
Okay, never mind. Just all right. I found it. Where is it? Where are you? You fuck. Where are you, B?
Dude, right. You can now hide the chat on teleparty so your thing goes to full screen.
Yeah, I know. I've done that numerous times.
I've never had that. That option has never popped up for me before.
All right, we don't talk about Bruno. No. Okay. I found it. We're good. Oh my god, dude. I just fucking laid the fattest dookie in my pants. All
right. You have the Manifest episode too, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Manifest was already labeled. The only thing was Encanto wasn't labeled. All right. Anyways, so we are, today is TV Talk Tuesday. Yet another Tuesday. So we are jumping right back into Manifest. We're going to be watching episodes 7 and 8 of season 1.
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to live that life. You know what I'm saying?
We hope you guys fucking checked out yesterday's episode.
Watch
Encanto.
Encanto. We don't talk about Bruno.
Yes. Destacle sang the entire song. You guys will get that.
That's lovely. Song.
You did pretty much the whole song, though. You did pretty much the whole song. You probably didn't do one verse about Bruno. Like, oh my god, I can't.
But yeah,
watched Encanto yesterday.
Definitely good film.
Yes.
Yeah.
Antonio, he was a little cutie. I loved him. He was so adorable.
He sure was.
Yeah, that was yesterday. Yeah. The rest of that, y'all, if you missed it, go check it out. Check out our top 9 on Instagram.
Yep.
Musicals. It's musicals. This week's musicals. Oh my god. Watching musicals. But not today.
Not
today.
Yeah, today we'll watch a motherfucking Manifest, bitch.
Yeah.
I'm so excited to continue.
I fucking can't. Y'all pack up some good old ganja.
Yeah, I don't think we have any exciting announcements or what have you.
I mean, by the time this episode is up, the YouTube should be up. The YouTube, like all the videos should be up on YouTube. All these recordings that you may or may not have already listened to will be on YouTube if you want to listen there. And go subscribe to the Movies and Doobies podcast on YouTube. Yeah, it'll be every single episode, including the one you're listening to today. Mm-hmm. And I think they're all going to go up on Wednesdays just to give that extra day to gather it all and get those all good and ready. And yeah.
It's so exciting.
Yes. So we'll be on YouTube soon. That's cool. But yeah, hopefully y'all got your stuff all packed.
Here.
I got mine done. Pre-game before the fucking game, you know, pre-game.
Yes, sir.
Pre-game and the pre-game to watch this fucking show, baby.
Yeah. Woo! And while she smokes with you guys, I'm going to do my usual. Actually, I'll read you the descriptions right now.
Do it.
So, we are starting with, okay, now my mouse just won't move. Okay, there we go. All right, we are starting with episode 7, which is called Snafu, aka S-N-A-F-U. And the description is, Ben investigates the whereabouts of 11 missing passengers from flight 828 after her latest calling, Michaela makes a shocking discovery. And then after that, we're going to jump into episode 8, which is called Point of No Return. Ben finds an unlikely partner in NSA Director Vance, while locating the missing passengers. Michaela has a strange calling and Cal goes back to school. So I'm getting the vibes that Vance is about to become a pal here, an ally. And I'm okay with that, you know? I am okay with that. You know, it's about time. I'm sick of hating him, honestly. It's just a waste of my time.
What? Sorry.
Vance. Because in episode 8, it says that Ben finds an unlikely partner in NSA Director Vance. So I'm pretty sure he starts to become a little pal.
Yeah, because he's like, that last episode, he was like trying to figure out what the fuck's going on also. Because he had no idea about all those mission people. So like,
yeah,
I'm not surprised he's about to fucking. Sorry, I had to step away and find my chargers and stuff. All right, y'all, let's smoke. Oh my god, we were driving in the car last night, and just so happened, you know what song came on? You better fucking hear it. Cheers, bitches.
This one's for you and me, living out our dreams. We are right where we be. With my arms out wide, I open my eyes, and now all I wanna see. Clear the throat. Pause for dramatic effect. Is there the guy for the blinders? A sky full of lighters.
Hell yeah.
Yes, sir.
Anyways, y'all, that was that. We did our smoky smoke. And yeah, now, that's cool. I'm going to say you're without further ado.
Without further fucking ado, bitch.
Ooh.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy the motherfucking sesh manifest. Episode 7.
Gotta get that good old recap. All right, showing a flashback of Evie. Are you gonna show her parents or something? Is Michaela gonna drive? What's going on? She's driving already, though, right? I think she's driving already. Yeah. Okay. Sorry, it's been a minute. It's been a minute because we watched episodes. I think she did it like 3 or 4 or something like that.
Yeah.
Because we watched those and then we watched Euphoria.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So we spaced those out. So it's been a hot minute. Definitely had something to do with what happened on the plane. Oh. Okay, lady. With British accent. Oh, Cal's awake.
Ooh, Cal's up and at him. Dad, you know how I'm feeling? I'm feeling like I just had a fucking Bulgarian man come through my brain.
Yeah, you got a plan, Benny boy? Would you like to enlighten us? I'm just kidding. You can tell us throughout the episode. Don't worry.
Right?
Manifest. Here we go. Now he's really up and at him. He's out of bed. Talking to Sanvi.
Yep. As he should, as he should.
Come on, get. Oh, there you go. Secure the bag, Ben. Secure the bag.
Period, Ben.
Boom. Get that job,
get boy. Get that ish.
Yeah. That's what you think, Grace? But Ben has his own agenda. So, like.
Dude, she just loaded up that bread with mustard and isn't even spreading it. Someone's about to get a whole fucking mouthful of mustard, and that's disgusting. Just in the, like, it's like honey in mustard, the middle, too. Bro. Yeah. Like, you're really enjoying your sandwich, and then it's just like.
How can you can't even enjoy the rest of the sandwich? The rest of it's gonna be fucking dry. It's gonna be dry as shit. Oh, Acadia's fucking beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
He looks like a douchebag. Huh. Classic.
Right? Like, whatever. Shut up.
How many times have you heard that joke? Bruh. Check on my eye. Bruh. You gonna swipe someone's card, buddy? See, I called it. It's showing Edie's fucking parents. It had to be that or, like, I don't know, something revolved around the car crash. Oh, it's the British lady. Fiona Croc.
Hmm.
Oh.
She's
working for him? Tea.
Interesting.
Tea.
Absolute tea.
Oh. I feel like that's too obvious for her to be, like, super involved like that.
For real. The mirror factor. Date tonight.
Like, shit, she might not even be involved in, like, what if someone who is involved is like, ooh, her research, let's try it out or some bullshit, like, let's do an experiment, like, and she just so happens to be on that fucking plane, like, who knows, we're not
Callous,
even,
traumatized.
We're almost halfway through the season. Nurse Eli.
Right. Olive, just turn around, look Danny straight in the face and go, you're not my dad!
You hear something ugly ass, what? Like, fucking Nurse Eli,
right? Get fionked.
Mm-hmm.
Danny Eli.
Yeah, Vance wants to know what the fuck's going on,
right?
Yeah, nah, because her dad last episode was telling her, fuck it, break up the marriage, go get her, go get him. You go get him, Tiger.
Oh, of course the NSA is watching her. They're watching everyone. Jared, mm-hmm. What do you want? Oh, how do you know that?
A Ford.
Christ, why is she... Dude, she's fucking pumping his chest going, save him! Save him! Like, no shit, that's kind of what you're doing, bitch. Nothing like a lineup.
Guys, get wearing it. Red sweatshirts.
Right? Who killed your Tio?
I think it's four. Was when four walked in? Yeah. He looks sketch.
Why can't you do it?
Oh?
Yeah, the man looked right at him and then was like, goodbye.
It's just the way they, like, pan the camera, like, slowly when he came in, too. That's how, like, yep. I was definitely like, it's gonna be number four. Like,
gotta be.
And then, of course, obviously, then, like, keep fucking showing him, fucking, like, tweaking or whatever, like,
period.
Oh, here we go.
Ah, let's listen to this. Oh, your beating heart,
my pride and your pride.
Do you mind? This is not a thruple, Jared.
Mm-hmm. That is literally us with any conversation that we started with, dude. Which is like, dude. Ugh, the Knicks. Trash. The Knicks do suck. You're right, Michaela.
They sure do.
They're ass. Bitch monkey.
Bitch monkey.
He was a bitch monkey, bitch!
Ooh, boom, Michaela's boom. Hearing a heartbeat.
Boom, boom. Boom, boom.
God. Oh, AI, she says. Whatever, lady. Oh, the Mira Factor.
What's her name? Fiona King or some shit?
Yeah. Clark?
Clark, something like that. I don't know. Oh?
That is horrifying. I've been waiting for you, she says.
Alrighty. Go find her after the show. Forget Fiona Clark.
Ooh.
You can just straight up ask her. Okay.
The Singularity Project, she goes. Look at that. He is warming his way in there.
Absolutely. Do you mean warming or warming?
Warming.
Warming. Okay.
Warming.
I'm pretty sure you said warming.
Oh, my bad.
I was like, wait. I get it. I still got it. I still was picking up what you're putting down, but I'm like, wait.
Yay. You know what, Jared? I've had it with your whore mouth.
Yeah, look at that. It's like, oh, there he is. As you should.
As you fucking should, exactly. He goes, I'm ready. Ugh, you whores.
Good one, Ben. Spill the coffee. Get the man out of there.
Exactly. Dude, he is fucking worming his way in there. And I love it. Oh, and he's got a flash drive, too. He's like, let me just snag this.
Okay, busted.
Right?
Oh, like, his fucking texts are being... Nance wants to know what he's up to first.
Seriously, he's like, let me just sit back and observe this.
Asshole.
Walk to your left. Ooh. Now. Oh.
Is it going to be Nance? Yep. Oh, there he is.
Oh, whatever. Oh, God, Vance. And?
Vance took the flash drive and he dipped. Go get him.
We've got an old man walking. Perp, who just got out of fucking jail.
Who's definitely stalking this old man.
Oh, for sure stalking him. Like, I need to follow this.
Go find it, Michaela.
Oh, hell yeah. Look at Michaela boom. Go.
Jared's like, what the fuck?
Like, holy shit, this bitch isn't crazy.
Probably thinking, why did I ever marry Lourdes? Oh, boy. Mm-mm. Go back aside, Grace. And here goes Ben. About to pull up in. Yeah.
Dude, if I was Ben, I'd just drive by.
Dude, facts. Like, I wouldn't even pull in. Just. Yeah, there's Ben. Bye, Danny. That's
this is either. This is either going to be a conversation between men and it's going to go fine, or a fight between men and it's going to end horribly and in flames. Oh, you know what, my guy? That's completely valid.
Oh.
Ah, full circle. Evie was her donor. His donor.
Wow. Oh, wow.
He's hearing Evie's heartbeat.
She,
yeah. I thought I said she. My bad.
I don't know, dude. Sounds like you said he.
My bad.
Oh. Vance, what are you up to?
He's becoming an ally. He wants to know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to know why he's being played. Holy shit, this episode's already almost over.
Yep.
Damn.
Fall to con, baby. Fall to con. You okay? I'm okay.
Yep.
Oh.
My God.
The fuck?
That's so weird.
So Cal can, like, predict their callings before they even happen.
Cal is like just different. He's just built different.
Well, he's the only one that looked at the bright light. Everyone else was sleeping.
Yep.
I'm gonna pause this real quick so we can smoke our middle of the episode. Boy, oly, oly,
oly, oly, oly.
Hell yeah, y'all. Here we go. Pause it if you need to.
You know, here we go. Up.
Yeah, y'all. Cheers, y'all. Back to school. Back to school. All right. Here we go. Episode 8, y'all.
Yeah, episode motherfucking 8.
Boom, let's go. Oh, whoa. Let me go back real quick. Is that Stop and Shop brand?
It sure is.
That is sure fucking shit. It's Stop and Shop. I love that.
Shout out to Stop and Shop if you're listening. Whoop. And we know you are.
We buy your food. You must listen. T.
Period. It honestly might never be over. Talking about how he's lucky to have his wife when she's just jealous that she doesn't have her man.
Yeah, and her dad was just like, go kill him, Tiger. But she's like, can't break up the marriage. But girl, he was yours first.
Right?
Date night, tonight.
Yeah, let Cal make his magical comeback normally.
All of the above. Check every social media if something gets wrong. Wonky, funky town. Yeah! Oh, yeah.
You're damn right, Grace. She goes, maybe it's Jared who's insisting you ride with him. And you know what? That's probably true.
What? Sorry.
Fucking Michaela has to fucking ride with Jared again.
Quest.
It's that 828 kid. No, his name's Cal. Olive went from being the same age as him to the older sister, and I love it.
Lou, literally. Kind of hurts my heart, but it's also kind of cute. Oh.
All right, so now Michaela's the 828 motherfucker.
Now she's a...
She is that bitch at this point.
She's now a negotiator.
Yep.
For this episode. All right, Vance. Come on, Ben. You know he wants you to follow him. Come on.
Yeah, just go ahead.
Go. You know that's what he wants. Oh. Where'd you set the fire, sir?
Vance and Ben. All right. Now what's up with the guy who's about to jump? What's going on, honey boo-boo? I'm realizing Vance just destroyed Ben's phone, so if anything goes wrong, they have no way to get in touch with him.
Literally. They're not going to hear from him. How much do I owe you? Boom. They're fucking cheap over there, the fuck? Whoa. No, I was going to Venmo camp for the fucking things, and I almost put in $399. Like, what the fuck? Well, thinking juice. Ooh, when they're dark like that, you know it's good.
Oh, yeah.
You know it's fucking good.
Ooh, bitch, look at what. It's fancy.
Oh.
A new pill thing.
Shout out to Ukraine.
No, right?
And the Boston Marathon.
Oh.
So they are using her fucking research.
Yeah.
Her ass probably disappear next. Watch. They're gonna fucking be like, take this bitch out.
He knows.
And smooth what? Like butter, he gets what he needs.
Yeah.
Smooth like butter. Oh boy.
Oh my.
Oh, on the steps too. Remember, I broke his neck. Ugh.
Out kabibble. Oh, Michaela, woe is me. That's literally, she's like, it's always about me.
Of course, two whores are friends.
Mm-hmm. Lourdes and Grace. Ho buddies for life.
Oh.
Oh, Lourdes, I hope you don't get pregnant. Is that wrong? I hope not.
That'll definitely spice things up.
Jared, explain yourself. Kayla's just a drama queen. She really is. I am the angel of death.
Oh. You killing people, Harvey? Or people just dying around you?
These kids eat lunch in the gymnasium. That's so weird.
I bet you that would have been Cal's girlfriend if he was all grown up.
Mm-hmm. It's so cute that they're like just so accepting of him. They're like, come on, let's throw it back, Cal.
Those were his homies.
Yeah. This is the bad guy.
Do what you need to.
God damn it, Ben. Dude, Ben is so like irrational with his decisions sometimes.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Oh, that means Jared's thankfully gonna die, if that's what it means. If telling people about the callings means they go bye-bye, bye-bye, Jared.
Tell Jared everything.
You're 100% alive, Jared, but we can knock that down to about 40 with some good effort.
Facts. Mom's like, what? Excuse me?
Why are you looking at her like that, Grace? She gonna
tell her about Lourdes at the fucking...
Hey, whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm not trying to stir the pot. Girl, she goes, I'm not trying to stir the pot. It's buckle up. This is the fucking tea. This is what had happened. This is who I saw. And this is what she had. I'm just saying. Lourdes, fertility kit, Jared, baby, you're fucked.
I'm dead. Kiss her chin, why don't you?
I gotta admit, Grace does look good, but that kiss was god awful.
Yeah, dude, he was like kissing like her fucking like his top lip met her bottom lip, and then he just kissed underneath.
Yep.
Kiss that chin, sir.
Grace, I've had it up to about waist deep of your shit. Oh yeah, that motherfucker done fucked himself up.
Mm-hmm.
Brain on pavement.
Mm-hmm. Relive the good days. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's definitely wine drunk.
Liar. Michaela, you are such a bad liar. Oh yeah, she's drunk. She is like, let's get it on. Won't you take me to Funky Town? Won't you take me to Burning Out Funky Town? Burning Out, won't you take me to Burning Out Funky Town?
I apologize if you guys hear anything. I think the children are outside. They must have just gotten back from school. Mm-hmm. I hear them all talking.
They're good kids, though.
Yeah.
They're nothing like me and my friends when we were kids.
Dude, we're sitting out here last night and they're fucking screaming, having a blast last night. Like,
especially since it's such a nice day out, they're definitely mm-hmm. out and about.
Oh, absolutely. Finally hitting that good weather, but getting those shitty ass tourists.
Oh my god, the lady from the bar died.
Oh fuck. Tell Lourdes about it.
Oh my god, yes, please. Just tell Jared you lied and then go tell Lourdes the truth.
Them kids are having a good old time.
And I still don't, but Jared, as a matter of fact, I still don't buy the I truly love Lourdes thing.
That was fucking weird. Okay, it literally sounded like they ran up to like the porch or some shit, or like were banging on something like near the house, and then they all just scattered and like ran. Like I just heard a whole bunch of giggles and it just faded.
They ding dong ditch sometimes. Every once in a while.
Can you imagine they stole the foot off the porch or something?
Ugh.
I can't. Cal is shaking.
God, what's wrong, Cal? What? Cal? Oh, Cal.
Wentz, you're at home. Why are you suited up right now? It's the middle of the night. He even got his little fucking America flag pin. He's like, boom.
Right?
Ben's coming over. It's business. Like,
Vance and Ben are like two peas in a pod now. Absolute partners in crime.
Dude, facts.
Menaces to society. That security guard did not give a fuck.
Absolutely not.
Dude, that security guard needs to be fired. He was ass.
Sitting there texting, scrolling through Facebook, doing whatever.
That is a humongous door.
From floor to ceiling.
Yeah, that door is yidge.
They all like that?
Records. Come on, Ben, search. Anarchy. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Okay, all is well. Ben got in, got out. We're good. Are they eating Rosese's Puffets?
Maybe.
Oh. Oh, no.
Uh-oh, Cal.
Oh, poor Cal. Oh, are you fucking kidding me?
That's it. That's it. That's it. Oh. Don't want the next episode play. Oh, okay. Or it was like, I'm going to play it anyways.
No.
Well, shit.
Always leaving us fucking hanging and driving me absolutely in schmain.
Dude, seriously. Fucking A. All right. Bitch. Well, shit's going to go down this next episode for sure. Because
oh, absolutely.
They just hooked, what's his name, Marco? Absolutely,
huh?
What's his name, Marco? They just hooked him back up.
Yep.
And Cal's starting to get pains again. So shit is definitely hitting the fan next episode. Full show. So make sure y'all come back next week to figure out what the fuck is going on. Oh, down. Yeah.
Full show. Full show.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But holy shit. This episode. Dude, that was quick.
It this sure was.
So fast. Oh my god, those two episodes. Holy shit.
Feels like I blinked and it's done.
Dude, seriously. Oh my god. But yeah, fuck. That was episode 7 and 8. I don't have it pulled up, so I can't tell you the names. Destacle.
We watched. So episode 8 is called. The one we just watched is called Point of No Return. And the first one we watched was called SNAFU. Snafu.
Snafu!
I have no idea what it means, but that's okay.
Whatever. It is what it is, man.
For real. Who but that was the next knows? Two episodes of Manifest. And honestly, this show is a 10 for me currently.
Yeah, no, those were gas. That was a 10. Out of 10.
Absolute 10.
All right, you have 10 for those two episodes. Here we go. Is that our first 10s for Manifest? No. This is our second.
Have I given it a 10 before? I think so.
Yes, we did the very first episode.
Oh, hell yeah. And it's going great so far. This is fucking...
That was beautiful.
Immaculateness.
Oh my god, we're already on episode 9 and 10 next week. That's fucked. Oh, there's only 4 more episodes left until... Well, and then we get season 2.
Yes, finally.
Well, not so then there's actually like 8 more episodes.
Yeah.
Technically. Oh my god, y'all. All right. Pause it if you need to. I got a bowl packed. Let's smoke our end of the episode bowl and let good old Desticle do the socials for once. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay. No, I will.
Yeah, I'll put you on the spot.
Yeah, you know I can do it.
Hopefully the YouTube will be up by now. By the time this one's out. Yeah.
Yeah.
My god, Hannah's birthday was yesterday. Technically. From like... You're picking up what I'm
talking about. Shout out to our absolute beautimous lady, Hannah. Her birthday was yesterday, and we didn't even call her out in yesterday's episode, so...
Oh my god, and that means that tomorrow... Yeah, yesterday's Hannah's birthday. Tomorrow is our baby boy's birthday. He turns 1.
Yes.
Little Lane.
Happy birthday to Little Lane.
Oh my goodness. I can't. Dude, that's fucking crazy. It's already been a year.
Ah.
Dude, that's wild.
That little man that's was wild. Pushed out the koozie last year.
No, he wasn't.
No, he wasn't.
No, he was not. He was removed.
Yeah.
He was not burst. He was removed.
He was pulled out the koozie last year.
He did not come out of the koozie at all.
Koozie can be uterus. I'm using koozie in the terms right. of the uterus.
All right. Okay. All right. Damn. All right, y'all. Let's fuck this mongo ball. Let's look this little thang and thang and thang. Get her thang and thang and thang on. All right. Cheers, bitches. Pause it if you need to, but cheers.
So while she smokes, I will tell y'all to follow our social medias. Our Instagram is Movies and Doobies Pod. That's where we really post the most. So definitely go check that out. Our Twitter is Movies and Doobies. Our Facebook, you can find us at Movies and Groupies, or you can search the handle at Movies and Doobies. And the YouTube is Movies and Doobies Podcast, which should be up and running.
Yo, they definitely ding-dong ditching right now. Let me go look. Hold up.
I'm coming.
Keep going. I'll be back. Okay. I'll let you know all the right. Tea is.
Sorry. There's probably some little children's ding-dong ditching my house. But, so yeah, check out our YouTube because that should be up by the time this episode is released. And, yeah, those are our socials. You know what I mean?
But yeah, they're definitely ding-dong ditching.
You little shits.
I'm fucking dead. That's it so just, funny.
It may at least kids still find joy in that.
Right?
But at the same time, man, fuck them kids. But I gave them the socials and whatnot.
Fuck yeah.
Did you even smoke?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I did those kids just when so you first to, started.
Those kids just so happened to ding-dong ditch and completely throw my brain off.
Whoa! Oh my god, secret word this week, my friends. Let's see. The word of the week is
no, it's not my it's not my turn. It's
not the week.
It's not my turn.
Maybe tomorrow. I mean, no, it is your turn. I do the movies, don't I? I'm pretty sure I do movies, so actually it is your turn.
It's always my turn. Instead of a secret word this week, we're gonna do a secret name, and it's Amber Turd.
Amber Turd. Woo! Amber Turd. Hashtag me poo, baby. Me yep. poo.
Amber Turd, because we've been keeping up with the Johnny Depp trial and whatnot. We can't dive into it. We'll take too long. But
yeah, nah, this will be
in case
too
y'all want to know, you know, where we stand. Justice for Johnny Depp and Amber
yes,
Turd.
Ma'am.
Amber Turd. That's all I'm gonna say.
Me poo, so, baby. Me poo.
If you've made it this far, congratulations. The secret name of this week is Amber Turd.
Congrats. Drop that shit for that bitch. Yeah. Hashtag that. Drop the hashtag for that shit in the fucking comments. And drop the hashtag me poo. All up down that. Good. Because Amber Turd. Me poo. Dude, I just can't. There's an article that literally says that she did a revenge pooping. And that just fucking sent me. Amber yep. Heard, the revenge pooper.
And she was Amber like, it was turd. The dog. And the dog was like, huh?
Bitch, it's a 4-pound dog. You think he's going to take a human-sized Duke?
It's a Yorkie.
That's probably the size of the fucking dog. Like,
yeah. If that Yorkie produced that turd, I'd be alarmed for that dog.
Right now, Amber Turd. Revenge Amber pooper.
Turd. Yep. Revenge pooper. So I guess with all that being out of the way and whatnot, you know, check back in next week for two more episodes of Manifest and another movie. I think I just whacked my microphone. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to assault y'all.
I can't wait to watch the next movie.
It's... Yeah. You guys aren't ready.
Chef's kiss, baby.
So, yeah, make sure y'all check back in next week. I don't think there's much else we can.
No, that's it. We're done. No. Good. Bye.
As I always like to say, ow, chicka wow wow. Nay, nay, bitches.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, thanks for stopping by, man.
Oh, yeah, that was dope, man.
Hey, see you dudes next time, man.